It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here at Montevideo High School for tonight's Section 3A boys basketball playoffs. The McRae Wolverines and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And what a crowd we have here at the Montevideo High School already, Bart.
Yeah, the lower bowl is filling up. We got a lot of kids still wandering in, and the upper bowl is filling up as well. And, you know, with two games tonight, I anticipate by halftime this place is going to be packed.
Well, we got here a little after 5 o'clock, and there's probably 50 to 60 Dawson Boyd fans just coming through the door, and they got here early.
They did. They wanted their seats, and they're sitting right on the floor, so I guess they got some pretty good seats.
All right. Well, let's talk about how these two teams got here. Dawson Boyd, of course, the number one seed in the north half. On Saturday, they held Yellow Medicine East under 40 points, and they beat YME 76-30 in the second round of the tournament, and that's the game Brayson Boyk scored 1,000 points in his career.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That was just complete dominance. You know, the game started out, Paul, and it's pretty slow. I think it was like 14-8, maybe 5-6 minutes into the game. And then, of course, Dawson, with that electric offense that they have, just exploded. And from there on out, it wasn't much of a game.
So Dawson with a big win there Saturday. They move them into this game here. And McRae, the fourth seed, they took on the fifth seed, Canby Lancers. It was a really good game. McRae, however, came out on top 70-66, ending the Lancers' season in that game. So,
well, that to me was the most exciting game of the tournament so far, because it went back and forth. It was tied late in the game before McRae ended up winning that game by 4 points. But a lot of great plays, a lot of excitement. The fans were really into it, and congratulations to McRae. They advanced.
All right, the Wolverines come with a record of 12 wins and 13 losses. The Blackjacks, 24 wins and just 3 losses on the season. Their three losses came to Central Minnesota Christian in Prinzburg, the Pipestone Arrows, and Russell Tyler Ruthen during the regular season. Of course, the Blackjacks beat the Knights in Tyler for the Camden Conference Championship 72-70 just a few weeks ago. That was exciting.
Yeah, congratulations. Hats off to Dawson Boyd being the overall Camden Conference champions. That was pretty impressive. You know, like you mentioned, that actually was their last loss, January 10th to RTR, and then they beat them by 2 points down at Tyler for that Camden Conference championship. And I believe since then they've won 17 games in a row, Paul.
Yeah, and the Wolverines, they're on a 3-game win streak. They come into the game on a win streak. Yeah, that's always good to do that, have that as you play a tournament game.
Well, absolutely, because if you lose now, you know you're done. So, yeah, they've got a little bit momentum riding, and, you know, they got a tall task in front of them, but, you know, they're at least here to give it an opportunity.
Before we do our State Farm starting lineups, Bart, we started a segment here on Q92. Bart, what do we call it?
We got a lot of names. A lot of people were texting me, including Ken Fransky, who, by the way, does an outstanding job with dance. But we're going to call it Bart's Breakdown, Keys to the Game.
All right.
Well, we'll start with Dawson. They're the number one seed, so obviously they've got a pretty good squad. So I talked to head coach Corey Larson briefly, and he just said, we just need to find our offensive rebound or rhythm early on and just stay into it. We got to distribute the ball. You know, they have so many dynamic scorers on their team. Make sure everyone's into the game early on. And then he said, we have to break up their rhythm somehow. We can't let them get on a scoring run. So we just got to play a little more pressure defense and keep them from going on a bit of a run. And for McRae, you know, that's a tall order. You look at that, you know, they're averaging, you know, about 59 points a game, and they give up 59 points a game, and they lost to Dawson twice this year, including the last time by 36 points. So obviously for them, they've got bigger issues. And the first thing I thought is they got to control the bigs from Dawson Boyd. They have three players that are 6'6", and two of those can shoot really well from the outside as well. So they've got to control those. And they have to do all those little things, diving for loose balls, setting screens, passing with efficiency, boxing out, rebounding, because they have to almost play a perfect game to win tonight, in my opinion. And then they have to play help defense. You know, if a guy is going the easy basket to the lane, they can't watch and put their teammates in jeopardy.
All right, so that's Bart's
breakdown. Keys to the game.
Keys to the game. I love it. Love it. Good job, Bart. Well, let's go through our State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Bart?
All right, we've got for Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks. Head coach is Corey Larson. He's assisted by Kiefer Stratmone and Dustin Yamlin. Very familiar lineup. They started it all year long. Number zero, Keegan Wick, is their senior guard. Number one, Aiden Swenson. He's another senior forward slash guard. We've got Brayson Boyk. He's a 6'7" sophomore. You can call him a guard, forward, or center, whatever you want, Paul. He does it all. Levi Olson, he's a 6-foot senior guard. And then Carter Bowen, he's the big man in the middle, a post player. He's a 6'7" senior. So they start four seniors for Dawson Boyd this year. And for the McCray Wolverines, head coach Lucas Post, assisted by Riley Eikens and Trent Carlson, they're just the opposite. They have 5 juniors that they start. Number one, Matthew Wadsworth, he's a 6'1" junior guard. Isaac Post, he's the son of the head coach. He's a 6-foot junior guard. We've got Sawyer Jansen. He's a 6'6" junior forward. Nathan Wieberdink, he's a 6'6" junior forward. And Jordan Warren, he's a 6'6" junior post player. So they've got three players as well that are 6'6". So this might be the tallest game of the tournament.
All right. Yeah, we've got a lot of height in this game, that's for sure. Yeah, on Saturday... thanks, Mark, for the starting lineups. Once again, your starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Tony Orata. And we thank Tony for sponsoring the state starting lineups all season long here on Q92. I was going to mention Isaac Post on Saturday had a big game against Canby. He scored 25 points. Warren had 18 points for the Wolverines. And, boy, I'm just surprised how big a crowd we got here in Montevideo right now. Look at this. For just two teams. Of course, later on, there's another game will be played here tonight. Lakeview Lakers, with a record of 23-3, take on Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. Blue Jays are 17-8. That game's scheduled at 7:30. We will not be broadcasting that game, however. So
yeah, I'm not sure where they're going to fit those the crowds for the next game, because there are a lot of Dawson Boyd Blackjack fans and a lot of McCray Wolverine fans already in their seats.
That's right. Yeah, these games are actually were scheduled to be played tomorrow night, but I don't know, there's something called maybe some snow coming.
Mother Nature always wins, and she threw a little bit of a wrench into the cog, and they decided, instead of waiting till tomorrow and maybe having an issue where they can't get in the games, they decided to have them tonight. And then the next round is Saturday, so there's really not a lot of time in between, and that's why they elected to go tonight.
That's right, and... since it is on a Wednesday night during Lent, we have some church services that we'll be getting on immediately after the game here. So keep it tuned here to Q92. Bart, you know our referees tonight, don't you?
Yes, I know him very well. We got Vance Gullickson, is a Morris native, so graduated with my brother. I know him well. We got Eric Ashy. He's a Rosen area person, played baseball for a long time with the Rosen Express. And then Eric Smith, he's a Lacaparra alumni, and they are the three officials for tonight's game.
All right, so it's pretty good to know the officials personally, isn't it?
Well, it is, especially if you're a coach, because you know which one you can push the buttons on and which one you have to back off of. And, I always find it's interesting, because if you know the official, it seems like you feel like he should give you a call or two just because you know each other, and that's certainly not the case.
Well, Eric Smith, one of the referees tonight, is a graduate of Lacaparra Valley, and it's nice to see younger people getting involved in the, of course, in reffing. There's a big shortage of high school refs, and we've got some young people in our area that are taking up the mantle and becoming referees.
Yeah, and it's awesome, and it's an extremely difficult position, because you think of all the calls that are made in the game, and they're not going to get them all right. They are human beings, and for the most part, the coaches and the fans are very receptive to what the officials do. And you always get those outliners that complain about everything. So, just appreciate it, because if we didn't have officials, we wouldn't have games.
That's right. Got to give a shout-out to the fine young lady with the broom on the gym floor right now, cleaning up, Brooklyn Nelson. It's Brooklyn's birthday today. So we had to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, that is awesome. And then they give her a broom. That's not a very nice birthday present.
Yeah, talk to her dad.
She's out there dodging basketballs, trying to mop while, or sweep while they're shooting their warm-up shots.
Yeah, all right. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. Speaking of Subway, I want to congratulate Gary Hendricks and his family. Today I was over in Subway in Appleton. They're celebrating 20 years in business running Subway restaurants in Appleton, Dawson, Clare City, and then two Subway stores in Wilmer. And had a really nice visit with Gary this morning, Bart.
That is awesome. 20 years of eating fresh, Paul. You got to love it.
Gary says he eats a Subway sandwich almost every day for lunch.
Well, there you go. They are delicious.
Yep. So anyway, I thank Gary for sponsoring the Subway pregame show and player of the game coupon. He's done that for many, many years, and we thank him for that. So, all right, with that, hey, we're a minute or so away from the opening tip-off between the Blackjacks and the Wolverines. We'll be back in about a minute.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. It's 2 minutes after 6. Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health and Montevideo, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Madison Dental Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Ludvigson Tylik, Trontas Old Seeds, Jim's Market in Canby, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Canby Meat Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Myers Electric and Infrared, Genio Turkey Store, American Surplus, P.K. Hagen's Restaurant, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grewell Electric, Independent Oil Company, Midwest Truck Parts, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Sowearable Design, Sturtevant's of Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Schibbold Mutual Fire Insurance, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, City Hall Bar and Grill, A&B Auto, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Larson Tiling Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Opti Auto and Sales, Kluver Law Office, Heather Nursery, Mattress Barn and Marshall, United Prairie Bank, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Dawson Truck Parts. Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Fixin Chiropractic, Tenson Marine, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, Woodstock Telephone Company, Madison Bottling, The Western Guard, MBTV Wireless, Citizens Alliance Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Southwest Insurance Services, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Appleton Area Health, Gislason's Hardware, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Klein Insurance, Lee Motor Company, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Jubilee Foods, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, REC, KB's Bar and Grill, The Strand Agency, Steve Haas, Minneota Building Center, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Edward Jones & Company, NB Golf Cars, and Johnson Memorial Health Services.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here broadcasting on one end of the basket. Actually, it's one of my favorite places to broadcast from. You get a good view of the court, don't you, Bart?
Yeah, we're right on top of everyone. You got to love it.
Dawson Boy Blackjack taking on the McRae Wolverines here. Blackjack's 24 wins and 3 losses. McRae 12 and 13. And we got a lot of height on the floor. Coach Corey Larson's right below us here along with Dustin and Kiefer. And Blackjack's in their home black uniforms. Corey's trying to fire him up down there, Bart.
Well, you gotta, because if you lose now, you're done.
These two teams that Bart mentioned played twice during the regular season, and the Blackjacks won 69-44 and 86-50. But McRae is on a 3-game win streak, and they're playing some good basketball right now. And they have a lot of fans here as well.
Yeah, they have a lot of fans, is right.
All right, here we go, folks. Buckle up, turn your radio up. Grayson Boyk jumping center with Warren, and the opening tip is tipped over to Keegan Wick. Here we go, the Blackjacks with the basketball. They are going away from us here on the far end of the floor. Boyk with it. It's important for the Blackjacks to get off on a good start here.
Yeah, they have a really dynamic offense, like we mentioned. They're averaging about 74 points per game. So they want to score early and often.
Boyk, let's see who's guarding Boyk and Yaman. Here's Swenson in the paint. Puts up a jump shot. Aiden Swenson gets the Blackjacks on the board.
Yeah, good patience there. A lot of passes before they had that shot.
Listen to this crowd. It's loud here in the Montevideo gym right now. First offensive possession for the McRae Wolverines. Isaac Post, he's an outstanding basketball player.
Both teams are in man-to-man defense, which is expected.
It'll be an aggressive man-to-man defense by the Blackjacks. They really get after it. They prided themselves on set. There's a ball stolen by Boyk.
Boom.
Goes in for a slam dunk.
Yeah, he's got such great length, Paul, and there's an easy deflection. Picked it up, and he knew what was going to happen on the other end.
Major slam dunk by Grayson Boyk, and it's 4-0 Blackjacks.
Talk about a way to get your crowd into it early.
Driving to the basket is Jansen, and tried to kiss it off the glass. Didn't work.
Good defense by Carter Bowen.
Blackjacks. Keegan Wick. Top of the key to Swenson. Now they go underneath to Carter. The big guy's underneath. Muscles his way to the basket. Oh. Missed the shot. Might have got a block on that one.
Yeah, Jordan Warren blocked that from behind. Had good post defense down there.
Four,
got a piece of the ball.
4-0 Dawson Boyd. McRae with the basketball. Number 2, Isaac Post, goes over to Wadsworth in the corner. In the paint, jump shot from the free throw line by Post. Glanced off the rim, no good. Swenson with the board.
Yeah, that's deflected a little bit by Levi Olson. Again, outstanding defense by the Blackjacks.
Swenson and Boyk scoring for Dawson Boyd. They lead 4-0 early on here in the ball game. The winner goes to Marshall. The loser's done for the season. Keegan Wick, top of the key. Boyk on the baseline. Nice pass to Swenson. Scores.
That was a beautiful pass. Boyk posted up down low. Got it, but Swenson quickly cut to the basket. Nice, easy basket for him.
6-0 Blackjacks. Wadsworth right below us here being guarded by Keegan. Kicks it over now in the paint there to Warren. Goes down to the bottom of that, drops it off to Weberdink. And Weberdink scores for McRae.
Yeah, and that was an excellent pass by Jordan Warren. Same concept. You just got at the top of the free throw line and passed it to a cutter for 2.
And McRae gets on the board. 6-2. Oh, nice pass underneath, and Carter missed the shot.
Yeah, I think he was expecting maybe a little more defensive pressure.
Oh, the ball went off of McRae Wolverine out of bounds, and Blackjacks get the ball.
Yeah, they're going to pass it to Post. The guard is going to bring it up. But Swenson just deflected a little bit and knocked out of bounds off the McRae guy.
6-2 Blackjacks. They inbound it on their side of the court. Here's Keegan, crossover dribble, kicks it out. Swenson drives to the basket. Lays it up and in!
He has having an excellent start to the game. That's his 6th point already.
Aiden Swenson, 6 points to start the game here for Dawson Boyd. And it's 8-2, Blackjacks. Here's a 3-pointer by Wadsworth from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Warren. And Post drives in the paint. Goes to the basket. Scores.
Good drive by Lucas Post. That was because of an offensive rebound. They got that second chance. Isaac, sorry.
Oh, look at Levi go to the basket. And Levi Olsen is fouled. Tell you what, Levi Olsen is playing outstanding basketball the last few games for the Dawson Boy Blackjacks.
Yeah. Well, one of the keys to my game was playing help defense. Right now, McCray is not doing that because the Dawson Boy Blackjacks are getting an opening. They're taking it right to the basket most of the time uncontested.
Free throw is good by Levi Olsen, making the score 9-4. Carter Bowen comes out. And Drew Yamlin in. Drew Yamlin's a 6'6" sophomore.
And he's another dynamic player, a lot like Boyk. He can shoot inside or outside.
Second free throw by Levi is missed, but Yamlin runs out there. Here's Keegan Wick for three. Missed it. Rebounded there by Warren. Jordan Warren with the rebound. Hands it off to Wadsworth. Here's a three-pointer by Jansen. Good. Sawyer Jansen hits a three for McCray.
That was a big basket by McCray there, and Jansen getting a three-pointer.
And it's, 9-7?
Yep.
9-7, just like that. McCray on a little scoring binge. Oh, look at Levi drive baseline and scores. Levi Olsen.
Has a cross-court pass to the wing baseline. He just drove right in, up for two.
I don't know, is the crowd into this or what?
Well, it's hard to hear you, so I'm guessing yes, they are.
11-7, three-pointer by Post off the mark. Yamlin with the rebound.
He would have liked Isaac Post there to attack his own miss there, and he did.
Yamlin for three off the back iron. Nice rebound, Swenson. Blackjacks keep the ball.
Yeah, on those long shots, Paul, you get long rebounds, and Dawson was in the right place at the right time.
11-7, Dawson Boyd, Paul Ramel, Bart Hill here in Montevideo. Section boys basketball. Keegan Swenson in the corner, drives to the base. Shot blocked there by Jansen. Yamlin gets the ball back for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, another 6'6 player from McCray.
Three-pointer by Swenson. No, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Post. He comes away with it. No whistle there.
Yeah, had to fight through two Blackjacks to get that rebound.
11-7. Oh, McCray loses the ball. The Blackjacks have it.
Nice poke by Olsen there.
Yamlin for three off the rim. No good. Rebounded by McCray.
You can see the philosophy of Dawson. They're going to attack the basket. If they can't, they're going to take those outside shots when given.
11-7, Blackjacks. McCray with the possession. They don't sub too often. Warren goes in the paint, kicks it back out. Top of the key, three. No good. That was by Weberdink. Rebounded by Post. Here's a three-pointer by Jansen. That won't go, and Blake with the board.
Good opportunity to score there after the offensive rebound from McCray.
Keegan over to Drew, back to Wick on the left wing, right in front of McCray's basket. Nice pass down to Drew Yamlin. I think he traveled. Yep. He did.
He did a shot fake, 21 for Nathan Weberdink, was playing defense and jumped up in the air. He did a shot fake, got him up there, but then when he stepped to the basket, he took an extra step, got called for traveling.
This game is a little different than the Lacapau Valley game on Saturday when it was what, Bart? 11-0.
We didn't score for 9.5 minutes, so.
16-8 at halftime.
Yeah, it was.
Never seen a game like that.
Yeah. We got number four, William Miller, in for the Wolverines now.
He's bringing the ball up the floor.
And also number three, Riley Roskins, yes.
So a couple substitutes there by head coach Lucas Post. Roskins dribbles, being guarded now. Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Liebel in. Driving the baseline down low is Post, and Isaac Post with a nice drive to the basket, Bart.
Yeah, it's pretty good defense by Olsen, but Post just went around him up and under for a layup.
Here's Yamlin in the corner for three! Drew Yamlin for three!
Yeah, he took two three-pointers before and was just off the front of the rim. That time it was good.
Oh, Levi Olsen called for a foul at midcourt, trying to reach in and steal the ball from Post. 14-9 is the score. 11:02 to play in the first half.
Got number 21, Nathan Weberdink, back in for Wolverines. They'll play about eight guys in and out. Dawson usually will play six or seven guys.
Yeah, Gunnar Liebel in now for the Blackjacks. McCray with the basketball. They're down 14-9. Nice pass and ball tipped there. McCray gets it back. Weberding. The ball's loose. Stolen there by Gunner.
Good defensive pressure. Got a deflection and went right back to him.
Liebel. Now Swenson, or that was Levi Olson, excuse me. 10:34 to play in the first half. Crossover dribble. Keegan, between the leg dribble. Hits it over to Levi for three. Levi Olson.
Yeah, he made that because Rick had that penetration, and they kicked it out to the wing three.
And a timeout by Coach Lucas Post of the Wolverines. Blackjacks lead 17-9. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby. Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Camby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby.
Timeout's over by McCray's head coach, Lucas Post. The Wolverines down 17-9, and Bart, timeout's over.
Well, McCray's got to do a little bit better job of setting some screens and cutting to the basket. They're a little complacent right now, and it's making it difficult for them to get shots off.
Oh, Post just lost the ball off his foot out of bounds. Turnover there by McCray. Listen to the Blackjack fans.
Yeah, and part of that is just a good pressure defense, and that was one of my keys, the pressure defense from Dawson. Boy, the Blackjacks are really getting in their face. Good deflection by Levi Olson.
It sure feels like tournament time here in the Montevideo gym, doesn't it?
It does. You can just feel the electricity.
Here's Keegan Wick. And here's Yamlin from the free throw line. No good. And it's knocked out of bounds by McCray. Dawson Boyd keeps the ball.
Yeah, that was just deflected. Couldn't quite see who was off of, but the official down there, Eric Ashe, had a good view of it. Dawson Boyd, Blackjack ball.
17-9, Dawson Boyd leading. Yamlin goes to the basket. Oh, he shot the ball over the net, over the rim, and then another shot won't go. Here's McCray. Look at Post go to the basket. Oh, he loses the ball. And the referee's going to give it to McCray underneath their basket.
Yeah, Levi Olson tried to save it. He's the one that actually got the shot blocked, and then it went right back to him. He tried to tip it out, but he was already out of bounds. Yeah. Yamlin, you know, his first shot got blocked. He got the rebound. The second one got blocked, too.
17-9, Blackjacks. McCray with the ball underneath their basket. Looking the inbound and having some trouble, and they finally get it into Post. Out at midcourt. Back over to Roskins. He dribbles to the top of the key. Here's Jansen. Jansen has a three-pointer in the first half here. Post puts up a jump shot. No good. Liebel had a ball. And then they throw it down to Levi all the way too far. Levi saves it from going out of bounds.
Double dribble.
And now he throws it right into the hands of Wadsworth.
Well, he did have a double dribble. I think that's why he ended up throwing it away.
17-9, Blackjacks, McCray with the ball. Keegan Wick just about stole it. Here's Roskins all the way across, and the ball's loose, and it's going to go, McCray picks it up. That's funny.
Yeah, they were just kind of watching. I thought it was going to go out of bounds, and Yamlin went to grab it, so they had to pick it up. Great
Blackjacks
defense.
Are being very aggressive defensively right now.
Levi Olson on Post is just a great matchup to watch.
There's Post, one-handed shot up, no good, rebound, and put up and in by Matthew Wadsworth. His first basket of the night.
Good offensive rebound by Wadsworth, and then the putback.
8:40 to play in the first half. It's a six-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 17-11. Glad you're with us on Q92, Paul Ramo and Bart Hill. Here's Keegan Wick for a jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Wadsworth. 17-11. Levi Olsen knocks the ball out of bounds.
I think he has already two steals and five deflections, it seems like, Paul.
Levi Olsen,
yeah. He's doing a tremendous job. He's going to get a breather now. Well-deserved break.
He's a hustler, isn't he?
He sure certainly is.
Got some more. It looks like Post and Jansen are going to get a breather for McCray.
Yeah, Aiden Swenson checked in for the Blackjacks.
McCray inbounds the ball in front of the Blackjack fence. They're down by 6 points.
Nice Coach, defense by Gunnar Liebel.
Coach Larson, I was going to say nice defense by Coach Larson.
Yeah.
He was right by him.
He probably was.
Oh!
Right,
he steals the ball. Here's a slam dunk. Holy cow! Holy cow! Grayson Blake, monster dunk again.
He just stole it out of William Miller's hand, just literally ripped it from him, went down, easy two-handed power dunk.
Blackjacks are really picking it up, the defensive end. It's kind of flustering McCray right now. 19-11. And Blake steals the ball again. Hands it over to Swenson. Swenson down low. Oh, he threw the ball away. Or did he get a tip?
I don't think it was. He was trying to catch Gunnar Liebel breaking on the backside, but it was just a little bit over his head. But you got to like the aggressiveness. Yeah, we've seen numerous steals and deflections by this Blackjack defense.
It is so much fun to watch Brayson Boyke. He's 6'7", 6'7", can run like a deer. He's a sophomore.
And he plays the post position like a guard and vice versa.
Oh, Post just ran over Keegan. Keegan Wick just took a charge.
Yeah, Keegan had great defensive position. Post went up to take a shot, but he cleared him out with his elbow and got called for the offensive foul.
Keegan Wick a little fired up. Nice block there by Keegan. Held his ground. You know you're going to get hit, and it's going to hurt.
That's right. So not only on the initial contact, but also on the landing.
Wick on offense now to Gunner. Down low to Yamlin. Back out to Gunner. Liebel, cross court to Swenson. In the free throw line. Nice pass to Blake. Hook shot, no good. Oh. Good defense there by Weberdink.
Yeah, that was tremendous. One-on-one post defense by Weberdink.
19-11, 6:58 to play in the first half. Oh, Swenson knocked the ball out of bounds. Boy, the Blackjacks are all over it defensively right now.
Well, they are. We talked about that in the pregame. You got to have crisp passing. You got to make sure those passes, if they're a little bit soft with this pressure man-to-man defense that Dawson Boyd puts on, they're going to get those deflections. And some have turned into steals, which transitioned into baskets on the other end.
Liebel and Yamlin get a break. Nice job by Gunnar Liebel. Gunner's just a ninth grader.
Wow.
McCray inbounds the ball. Here's Post. Drives underneath the basket. Too far. Gets it over to Wadsworth. Post. Baseline. Wadsworth. Back to Post. He's going to put up a three. Good. Three-pointer by Isaac Post. He's got 7 points for McCray. See what the Blackjacks can answer back. Oh, wide open is Levi Olsen for a three.
Wow.
Nothing but net. There was nobody guarding him.
I don't think you can get any more open than that. He just immediately ran down the court and sat in the corner, corner three, and nobody was on him.
9 points for Levi. 22-14. That was a big three. Post drives in the middle, lays it up and in. Man, he's a good ball player.
He really is great at driving to the basket.
Isaac Post with 9 points. 22-16, Dawson Boyd. I did not. Oh, nice. Carter Bowen back in, gets the ball, passes out, loses it. Now Swenson, Keegan for three. Nothing but net for Keegan Wick.
Yeah. McCray is putting on a lot of pressure around the free throw area. And the ball is getting deflected, but they kicked it out to Wick, and he made it.
Oh, what a layup there by Wadsworth, using his left hand. Layup there, basket for McCray. Now Blackjacks lose the ball. Miller. Now Keegan steals it right back.
Outstanding hustle by Keegan Wick to come back and get that steal after the steal.
25-18, Dawson Boyd. Keegan on the left wing. Oh, now they throw the ball away. Miller has it from McCray. He goes in, and he's fouled.
That'll be a foul on Swenson. Yeah, it was just a real soft pass. Keegan Wick is going to try to get Swenson out front, and It was an easy steal by McRae's William Miller, and he went up to take the shots and got fouled by Swenson.
Amazing crowd here in Montevideo to watch this basketball game.
For the most part, it's been a real clean game, only two fouls apiece so far.
25-18, 25-19, as the junior William Miller gets his first points of the game from the free throw line. Who was that foul on?
That was on Swenson.
Swenson, okay. Second free throw here by William Miller. On its way, bounces in. Bounced on the back of the iron, went in. Were you doing a game with me when the basketball stayed up on the rim that game?
Just stuck up there?
Well, no. Isaac Post, Lucas Post, he's pretty excited.
So now it looks like they're in a 2-3 zone defense, possibly.
Oh, Carter down low and loses the ball. McRae has it. Ball's loose still. We got a whistle. We got a jump ball.
That was a good call by an official, Eric Smith. The Lucas Post was trying to call a timeout for McRae, but nobody had clear possession of it. It was a jump ball, and it'll go to McRae.
Hey, it's a five-point lead for Dawson Boyd. McRae has the ball.
Now, Dawson was up 17-9. It didn't seem like too long ago, and now it's 25-20.
Five-point lead for the Blackjacks. McRae has to have some confidence in what the score is compared to the first two games. Oh, they put the ball on the floor and lose it to Keegan Wick.
Yep, knocked out by Swenson, right to Keegan Wick.
Keegan for three. Boom!
Boy, he dribbled down, went to the right side, and nailed the three.
Oh, Swenson steals the ball!
Wow.
Shoots! Score! Aiden Swenson on the inbound pass, and Coach Post calling a timeout.
Wow, he just hung around and he got that steal and put it back up for two.
Let's take a quick break, and now it's a 10-point lead for the Blackjacks, 30-20 with 4:10 to play. We'll be right back.
Caddox Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddox Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby. At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
30-20, Dawson Boyd leading with exactly 4 minutes to go. Post down low, the timeout's over, blocked by Carter Bowen. Here come the Blackjacks with their 10-point lead. Going into halftime here, 3:50 on the clock. Keegan, he's been on fire lately, knocking a couple back-to-back threes for the Blackjacks, Mark.
Yeah, that came after a defensive steal.
Boyd in the corner to Swenson for three. Off the rim. Big rebound there by Jordan Warren. McRae down by 10. They were just down by 5 a few minutes ago. Oh, look at forcing his way. Weberdink is short on a shot. Keegan's going coast to coast, and he's bumped. And the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Warren tried to go between Bowen and Boyk, and that's not a good combination to try to beat down low, and he got the ball blocked.
You know, the Blackjacks only had a five-point lead just about a minute ago, and now it's back to a 10. Bigger cushion there. McRae's got to have some good confidence here.
Yeah, well, Dawson Boyd can score in a heartbeat, which we just saw.
Carter down low, kicks it out. Here's Boyk. Back to Carter. Back to Boyk. Boom!
Oh.
Scores Boyk.
I was kind of disappointed he didn't dunk that. Carter Bowen had it on the left post, and Boyk crashed the right side, and he did a little tip pass to him, and he went up and elected to go for a layup, Paul.
That's Boyk's 6th point, but the other two baskets were thunder dunks, we're calling them.
Yes, we are. They were thunder dunks. Off the whole rim.
12-point lead for Dawson. McRae with the ball. Post. From the free throw line, shot up, and nothing but net.
Yeah, that was a good shot fake to get Swenson up in the air, went by him, and he just calmly sank one from the free throw line.
You're right. Dawson can score quickly and in a hurry because they were only leading by 5. Now they're back to 12 or 10. Here's Keegan wide open. No, he didn't take the shot. Wick pulls it back.
I thought he might, but he just hit 2 from that same area.
What, did McCray go to a zone here?
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3 zone now. And they have to get out on the shooters because we know Dawson can shoot from the outside as well.
2 minutes to play before halftime. They throw it underneath to Boyk. He almost lost it, gets it back. Boyk lobs it out. Pass too high, picked off. Post on a fast break from McCray. And Keegan strips him of the ball, but he's going to be whistled for a foul.
Yeah, got a little bit of the arm there. But, you know, that's the other thing with a 2-3 zone defense. McCray's got 2 players on top there, the three-point line. So when they get a rebound, they can just break going the other way. And that's what Isaac Post did.
Isaac Post at the free throw line. He leads the Wolverines in scoring in the first half with 11. And he still has 11 because he missed his free throw. Yamlin back in for Carter. 32-22.
Yep, that 10-point cushion is always a good cushion, you know, with under 2 minutes to go.
Second free throw coming here from number 2, Isaac Post. It's good. 12 points for Post. 32-23 with 1:47 to go. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Keegan dribbling the ball slowly. Kicks it in the corner to Boyk. Boyk drives baseline. Back out to Keegan at top of the key. Keegan goes to the basket. Kicks it back out to Boyk. Here's Swenson. Opening. Goes to the basket. And he... Oh, it's
blocked
not
out of bounds by Weberdink.
No foul.
Well,
boy, the Blackjacks are crisp with their passes, aren't they?
Yeah, they mixed it up there. They went back to their man-to-man, and that allowed Dawson Boyk to get a cut through the middle to the basket, but it was blocked out of bounds.
Blackjacks inbound to Yamlin in the corner, the sophomore. Top of the key. Oh, the ball stolen there by Wadsworth. Goes in on Wick, lays it up and in.
Yeah, they shifted back to that man-to-man defense, and then they got another easy deflection, turned it into 2 points on the other end.
32-25, Dawson Boyk. Yamlin, Swenson, Boyk down low, and he is fouled, and he hits the floor hard.
Yeah, one of the Wolverines had a jump ball, but the other one kind of hit him with his body, knocked him down, so I think it'll be on 21. We'll see what happens here. Yep, falls on number 21, Weberdink.
How many team fouls is that?
That's only their third, and he only has one, so... It's been a pretty good game, very intense defense, but not as much contact.
Oh, alley-oop underneath the Boyk, and he missed it. And now Swenson knocks the ball out of bounds, and McCray gets it back. So
yeah.
McCray will come down the floor here.
Got Swenson and Levi Olson, Keegan Wick, all three very, very fast defenders, are putting on a little full-court press here.
55 seconds to go in the first half. 32-25. Dawson Boyk leading. McCray brings the ball across midcourt. This is Isaac Post. He has 12 points. Now over to Wadsworth. Back to Post. Bounce pass down low to Warren. He loses the ball. Turns around. Drops it down low. Shot up and in. That was a tough point by Jansen.
Yeah, that was a great pass, though, by, who is that, Jordan Warren.
I think the Blackjacks are going to go for the last shot. They lead 32-27. 18 seconds. 16. Here we go, Bart.
Well, the nice thing is they're guaranteed to have a 5-point lead or better if they go for the last shot.
10 seconds. They go to Boyk outside the 3-point arc. 5, 4. They quick underneath the Boyk. Shot.
Three,
missed it.
Four.
2 second flop. And they're not going to, McCray's not going to get the shot off. And we are at halftime. 32-27, Dawson Boyk, and the fans come to their feet. Your thoughts on that first half, Bart?
It was really, really entertaining. For a while, I thought maybe Dawson was going to pull away too much, and every time McCray had an answer and kept it within 5 points.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. The Blackjacks lead McCray 32-27 at the half.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Learning and staying informed are essential to achieving your financial goals. I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Steve Gregus, and I would like you to join us for the rescheduled seminar on investment strategy with Jason Bierman from Hartford Funds. That will be at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 15th at Madison Mercantile, which is located at 601 First Street in Madison, Minnesota. Call my Edward Jones office at 320-321-1426 to save your spot for this informative seminar. Thanks, and we hope to see you there.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. What's happening, Monica?
Well, hello, Paul Ramo. I have received 3 boxes of freight for spring. I've gotten reversible dresses in. I've gotten cute jackets in. I've got new shoes. I've got new capris. I've got new ankle jeans. You name it, I've got it. Plus, don't forget your sweetie. I've Monicanized a gift for her with a gift certificate, some truffles, and a cute top, or whatever you'd like to put in the gift bag. Thank you for shopping small. Like me on Facebook, and I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
Shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Well, it's a 5-point lead at the half for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They lead the McRae Wolverines 32-27 at the half. And if you're with the McRae Wolverines, Bart, Coach Post, got to be happy with where they're sitting right now compared to what happened in the 2 regular season games with the Blackjacks, which the Blackjacks won 69-44 and 86-50. And it's a 5-point lead. So what do you think Coach Post is telling the Wolverines down there in the locker room?
Well, I think he's pretty excited, but, you know, it's just the little things now that they have to do better because, you know, they switched to that zone just for about 2 or 3 possessions, rattled Dawson Boyd a little bit, then they went back to that man-to-man and got a few deflections. So they have to keep him guessing. But, you know, Dawson Boyd, like we mentioned, they average 74 points per game, and they have 32 at halftime. So I think Coach Post is really excited with the defense so far.
And, you know, Dawson Boyd, really, they are really doing a nice job defensively as well. They just didn't get off to a good start shooting percentage-wise the first part of the game, I don't think.
Yeah, there's 2 or 3 that could easily get to 20 points in any given game. And right now, you know, the leading scorer is Levi Olson with 9 points. So I'm sure some of the offensive guys are disappointed for Dawson. But, hey, you got a 5-point lead at halftime. And if you win, you survive. So they're just going to make some adjustments. But to them, it's just a matter of finishing. Like we saw, Brayson Boyk at the end had a great backdoor cut, got a wide-open shot with about 2 seconds left, and he just missed it there underneath the basket.
All right. Let's go through our scoring in the first half. Art, you want to take it?
Absolutely. Okay. So for the number 1 seeded Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, Keegan Wick has 6 points. Those were 2 3-pointers he had. Aiden Swenson has 8 points. Brayson Boyk has 6 points, two of those coming off these thunder dunks, as we're going to call them now. And both of those were off steals, so he turned those steals into dunks. Drew Yamlin has 1 3-pointer for 3 points. And then Levi Olsen, he's been the kind of go-to everything guy so far, Paul. He has 9 points, but he has so many deflections, so many steals, and he's a leading scorer with 9 points at halftime for the Blackjacks. And then for the McRae Wolverines, Isaac Post, the guard, he's got 12 points, doing a great job of driving to the basket and getting to the rim that way. Matthew Wadsworth has 6 points. William Miller came off the bench. He made 2 free throws. Sawyer Jansen has 5 points, and Nathan Weberdink with 2 points.
All right, that's your scoring in the first half. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Lakeview and Central Minnesota Christian. Lakeview and Central Minnesota Christian will play after this game here in Montevideo. We will not be broadcasting that game. So the winners of tonight's games will play at 2:30 Saturday in Marshall. And that's the first game at 2:30. The first game would be the South winners tonight. Right now, RTR is leading Murray County Central 25-18 in Worthington at halftime. The number one seed, RTR Knights 25, Murray County Central 18. The second game in Worthington tonight is Southwest Minnesota Christian. They have a 23-4 record, taking on Westbrook Walnut Grove. They're 22-4, and that should be a really good game. So
yeah, you get down to these final four in each half, they're really outstanding, and the play is only going to get better the farther we go.
All right, the teams are back on the floor. We'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Listen for Fashionista Friday this Friday at 9:15 with Monica. It's a great show about fashion, Bart.
It is. She's always got some great fashion for us.
All right. Take a break. Blackjacks lead 32-27. We'll come back in the second half right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Canby Farmers Grain Company, with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain@frontiernet.net for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain@frontiernet.net. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your farm equipment and real estate specialists with monthly selling opportunities. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate specializes in auction marketing of all types of auctions, farmland, and real estate. They employ the most advanced marketing methods in the industry. Contact Randy, Jacob, or Nathan at 320-734-4408 or check out froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auctions and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
With higher commodity prices comes higher coverage and higher costs. If you are looking for an agent with a common sense approach that is fine-tuned to your operation, talk to an agent with Haugen Insurance Agency today. With two convenient locations on Highway 75 in Madison and Ortonville, we are able to meet your needs. We can walk you through how your multi-peril policy is used for marketing bushels to take advantage of good prices, and we can also look into whether or not a hail policy makes sense for your operation. Stop by our office or visit our website at www.haugencropins.com. Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated, a farmer's helping hand.
All right, Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Montevideo. We're about ready to get the second half underway. What's the music playing on the intercom, on the PA, Bart?
It's got to be Star Wars of some kind.
Oh, it's Star Wars.
I don't know which one it is.
Star Wars themes, that's what it is.
Yeah, they played a lot of that on Saturday.
Oh, we got a great game going on here. The number one seed, Dawson Boyd Blackjack, and the McRae Wolverines, the number four seed. And it's a 5-point lead here to start the second half. What do you think, Bart? What's going to happen?
It's the little things now. You got to box out. You got to pass crisp. You got to get rebounds. Shoot the shots and make the ones you get that are easy.
You know, Boyk and Yamlin, Boyk had 6 at the half, Drew Yamlin with 3. And those two average about 20 points a game. So whatever McCray did in the first half, it worked.
There it is.
Carter Bowen down low, scores to get it started for the Blackjacks.
Yeah, McCray was sat in that 2-3 zone, and Carter Bowen just came from the backside and snuck in front of the defense.
That was Carter Bowen's first points of the game. It's 34-27. Dawson Boyd, the winner, plays Saturday afternoon in Marshall.
And that's the advantage of having the ball at halftime with a 5-point lead. Now they're up by 7.
McCray with the ball. Jansen, the Dawson Boyd fans, they are here in numbers tonight.
They are loud.
Oh, the ball's loose. We got a whistle.
Yeah, it looked like Carter Bowen got a little deflection knocked their way, but they're going to call him for a blocking foul.
Is that his third?
No, I don't think so.
Man, okay.
I think it's they only had 3 team fouls in the first half, so it's his second. Oh, it's called on Levi Olson. Okay.
Oh, they called it on Levi.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was on Bowen.
So what did I? So that's second on Levi Olson.
McCray inbounds the ball. Top of the key, it goes to Jansen. 34-27, just underway here in the second half.
You'll see Dawson will always play man-to-man.
Right wing to Wadsworth. Quick pass underneath to Warren. Top of the key, 3 by Jansen. And it's no good. Way short. Went out of bounds.
Well, it was nothing but net, Paul. Unfortunately, it got the front of the net, and it didn't go over the rim.
So the Blackjacks with their 34-27 lead. Keegan Wick just walking the ball up slowly across midcourt.
And then a 2-3 defense by McCray, and there's deflection by Post out front. So, you know, with their length down low, we got Boyk down low and Bowen down low. You're going to see those guys interchange down low and just find an opening in the crease in that 2-3 zone.
The Blackjacks are coming at us now on this end of the court. Here's Keegan. Here's Boyk for 3 and deep in the corner. No good. Keegan gets the ball, puts up a 3 himself, and knocks it down.
Yeah, that was a long rebound right out to Keegan Wick on the left wing, and easy decision for him to put that in.
Oh, it's stolen by Swenson. Swenson over to Wick on the baseline spin move, and Keegan pulls it back out. Nice steal by Swenson. Swenson passed to Boyk. Boyk goes to the basket, and he's hammered hard from behind by Wieberding. A foul on Wieberding.
Yeah, that's his second or third. He went up, and he had a nice clean block with his hand, Paul, but he had a lot of body and then knocked Boyk down, and he got picked up or got called for the foul.
Brayson Boyk at the free throw line, and his free throw is good. Takes a deep breath before he shoots the free throw. That gives him 7 points. And Brayson Boyk is a 6'7 sophomore, and his second free throw is also nothing but net.
Got a lot of arch on those as well. 12-point lead just like that now, Paul.
Yeah, they score quick.
Well, they got a 7-0 run here to start the second half.
McCray trying to get the ball across, and Keegan Wick just about stole it. Now Post in the corner, dribbles out of there.
Again, you've got to set some screens, and you've got to get run a little harder to get open.
Here's Warren in the paint over Bowen. Shot up, no good. And Bowen comes away with a loose ball.
Great defense down low by Carter Bowen.
Man, I'm just looking into the crowd, Mark. Look at the people, the McCray fans, Central Minnesota Christian fans coming in, Lakeview fans coming in.
There's a lot of people here. A
lot of people. Oh, nice pass from Carter to Brayson. Boyk scores, easy basket underneath.
We saw that on the other end. Carter Bowen is setting up in the post, low post, and he just dished it off on the opposite side.
And Coach Post is going to call a timeout. Big run to start the second half for Dawson Boyk.
9-0 run to start the half.
We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball from Montevideo. The Blackjacks lead 41-27.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits,
as many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 4. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out the House of Spirits Facebook page for weekly and daily specials.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Montevideo tonight, Section 3A boys basketball. Right now the Blackjacks have a 41-27 lead. Big run for the Blackjacks here to start the second half, Bart.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. McCray was pretty happy with their defense and only down by five. And just like that, in 3 minutes, Dawson goes on a 9-0 run, and all of a sudden they're down by 14.
Aiden Swenson just about stole the ball again. Yeah. He's having a heck of a game.
Well, him and Levi Olson, their perimeter defense is just outstanding. Steals and deflections. Can't ask for anything more than that.
McCray with the ball. Almost went over and back. Weberding, or Wadsworth. McCray has yet to score here in the second half.
Yeah, we're 3 minutes in, but
Warren down, being guarded by Carter Bowen. Now dishes it on the baseline, and they throw it over to almost the midcourt.
It's tough to get some shots, clean shots, and looks at the basket, Paul.
Post. Top of the key, it goes to Weberding. Now to Wadsworth, dribbles to the top of the key, tries to go to the basket, caught. Good defense by Keegan Wick. Listen to the Blackjack fans.
They're loving this defense. I mean, they have no open looks.
Oh, they go down low. There's an offensive charge called on McCray and holding his ground with Aiden Swenson.
Who else? Aiden Swenson. This has been all over today, too, along with Levi Olson. And that is foul number three on Weberding.
Aiden Swenson taking a hard charge there.
Yamlin checking in for Carter Bowen for the Blackjacks.
41-27, Dawson Boyd on a 9-0 run to start the second half here. Still a 9-0 run. Keegan to Boyk. Yamlin to back to Wick. Wick spin move, goes down low.
Pass.
Swenson with the easy basket.
That was a tremendous spin move by Keegan Wick, and he just dished it off to Swenson, who was wide open underneath the basket.
McCray trying to get the ball in play. McCray fans wanted a foul on Swenson, didn't get it.
Well, I imagine they're going to start getting a little testy.
There goes Wadsworth, and there's your basket for McCray in the second half by Wadsworth.
Yeah, at the 13:30 mark, they finally score a basket.
That was an 11-2 run.
Great drive by Wadsworth to get up and in.
43-29, Dawson Boyd. Who's going to play in Marshall on Saturday afternoon? 2:30.
Just look at all the Dawson offense. They spread the floor so well. And that opens up those seams to get to the basket.
Yamlin at free throw, almost lost the ball. Gets it back. Or that was Boyk, excuse me. Now Yamlin with the ball. They look like twins, don't they?
Well, they're both 6'6". About the same size and stature.
Blackjack's just passing the ball around, waiting for a good shot. Boyk drives baseline into the basket, kicks it out to Levi. Levi with a jump shot. Good.
That was a good ball shot take by Levi. He got the defender up in the air. He went to the basket and got a nice little five-foot floater.
12:35 to play in the ball game, and it's 45-29 Dawson Boyd. McCray with the possession. They lost the ball. Oh, Swenson knocked it out of Jansen's hand.
He was trying to petition for a call there. He's saying that he just slapped it right off the hand of the McCray offensive player, but the official didn't see it that way.
You know, the gym is getting fuller and fuller and fuller. This is one of the largest crowds I've seen in Montevideo, and a long, long time.
Yeah, and they hold a lot of people here, too. I don't know what
usually
the
section dance
is
packed, but it's more people here now than section dance.
Great block by
Boykin Yamlin.
The super sophomores both had a block there.
The super sophomores. Here's Yamlin. Swenson goes baseline, kicks it out to Boyk for three. No good by Brayson Boyk. 13 points for Boyk.
Yeah, they drove to the basket, didn't have anything, kicked it out to Boyk. He was sitting on the right side, and 3-point line, and made it.
Stolen by Wick. Tegan's going coast to coast. Lays it up, followed up by Swenson, and scores.
By Levi Olson.
Or Levi, okay, sorry.
That was a great hustle down the court to get that offensive putback for two for Levi.
Yeah, that was Levi Olson. Sorry, my mistake.
That's okay. Boy, they just, the relentless pressure, and then they attack the boards. And that's what we talked about. You know, McCray needs to do a little more of that, is move away. If you don't have the ball, they got to start cutting to the basket. And we've seen Dawson do it numerous times to get those passes, wide open looks.
Freshman Gunnar Liebel is in. Swenson will get a break.
Yeah, he came in defensively the first half and did a tremendous job. I'm guessing they probably don't look to him to do a lot of scoring, but the defense does not drop off at all when he comes in the game.
Dawson Boyd now dominating here in the second half. Oh, nice pass to Post on low. He banks it in for two. Nice play by McCray.
Yeah, Isaac Post is having a great game. He's got 14 points.
Here's Boyk. Crossover dribble. Goes down low, stops the dribble. Yamlin with a short jump shot. It's short, hits the front of the rim, and rebounded there by Nathan Weberding.
Had a good look at it, just a little bit short.
Oh, and Post tried to hit Roskins down the fly, and he wasn't ready for the pass or something. Ricocheted off him.
He just threw a bullet to him and kind of bounced off his chest and hands.
So a turnover there by McCray with 11 minutes to play in the ball game. It's 50-31, Dawson Boyd.
That seems like just a little bit ago. It was a 5-point game. Now we're up to 19 points.
Yamlin, quick pass under to Boyk. Underneath the blackjack basket. Toes jumps right up and scores. And Boyk is lighting it up here in the second half.
Yeah, he just outworked Weberding down low there. Came across on the backside and one-on-one and made the shot.
52-31, Blackjacks. Miller, left wing it goes. The number three, Roskins. What is the Blackjacks have outscored?
32-7 or 27 at halftime.
20-4. 20-4 run right now for Dawson Boyd.
A blocking foul on Boyd down low, and should not be a shooting foul. They'll take it out of bounds.
McCray will inbound it underneath their own basket. They're down 52-31. Roskins. From the referee, gets at the post underneath, goes to the basket, scores again.
That was a good on a bounce pass. He was like by the 3-point line, just did a little shimmy shake and ran to the basket, got a nice easy pass up for two.
Isaac Post, 16 points, leads all scorers. 52-33. Here's Keegan. He'll dribble it back out. Coach Corey Larson shouting instructions to his team. Here's Liebel, the ninth grader, for three. He missed the shot. Big rebound there by McCray's Nathan Weberding.
Yeah, that was a good look by Gunner. Just caught the front of the rim.
Keegan knocked the ball out of bounds.
It looked like he threw it to his fan base down there in the corner, but it got deflected out of bounds by Keegan Wick. A couple other subs coming back in. We're rotating about seven guys now, McCray.
Swenson back in, Levi Olson out. Under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Blackjacks lead 52-33. They're having a great second half so far.
Yeah, now if you're McCray with 9 minutes to go, you got to think about maybe hitting some three-pointers.
Post, short jump shot from the baseline, no good. Drew with the rebound. Here come the Blackjacks.
And if you're the Blackjacks, you're in no hurry whatsoever. Get good quality shots or drives to the basket.
Yamlin, left wing, tipped by Post. Yamlin, top of the key, three, wide open, nothing but net. That kid is a pure shooter.
Yep, he really is.
Man, he can shoot threes for a big kid.
He can. He's got 6 points, a couple threes tonight.
55-33, biggest lead of the night for the Blackjacks. McCray with the possession. This is Roskins on the left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Warren. Oh, nice pass to Post, and he goes to the basket. Isaac Post is having a game, 18 points.
That was a great backdoor cut. When you've got relentless pressure, you know, you either got to screen away or do a fake and cut to the basket. He did that and was wide open.
Lebo back to Boyd. Cross all the way to Yamlin. Yamlin's going to shoot another three. Why not? Swish! Drew Yamlin for three. He's got nine.
Yep, he's got three three-pointers now, 9 points of the game.
Oh, ball stolen by Swenson. Here's a fast break. Lebo will pull it back out. Keegan will go to the basket. Lays it up off the glass. Keegan Witt. 11 points for Keegan.
Now they're just taking over offensively.
Oh, look at the steal by Lebo. Lebo steals. Goes in for the layup. Scores! Gunnar Lebo with his first basket. The freshman in a timeout by McCray.
27-point lead now, Paul.
8:02 to play. Dawson Boyd leading 62-35. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball from Montevideo.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Our time at 7:01.
S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's habit. Auto parts is what we do. We've got more than that for you. Friendly folks to make you smile. You know we go that extra mile. Come inside, it's clean and bright. We got the way to treat you right. S-T-U-R-D-E-V-A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's habit.
Sturdivant's Auto Supply, located downtown Canby. They're your headquarters for auto, truck, tractor parts, machine shop service. You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthven at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthven and the surrounding area.
Yeah,
all right, we're back. As we come out of commercial break, Isaac Post went in for a layup, and he was fouled, Bart.
Yeah, took the ball, basically went coast-to-coast, went up. Nice, smooth layup between two Post players and made the basket and got fouled with a little bump there, so he gets a traditional three-point play.
And the free throw is good. 21 points for McCray's Isaac Post. Blackjacks lead 62-38.
Now they started the half outscoring McCray 30-8, and that three-pointer made it 30-11 in the second half scoring.
Keegan lobs it underneath to Yamlin. We got a whistle. What's that?
He's going to call a hold on Wadsworth. Yamlin was trying to post up, and he made a break for it. It was a lob over him, but he had a little bit of the jersey holding him down. So they'll take the ball out of bounds. Dawson Boyd right underneath this ball, kind of.
Yep. 7:38 to play in the ball game. Someone's going to advance on here. Inbound pass to Boyk. Missed his first shot. And then a foul on McCray.
That'll be on Weberdink, number 21. That could be his fourth foul, I believe. He hit him across the top of the head. Yep, on the rebound.
Yeah, that is his fourth personal foul.
Yeah.
Blackjack's inbound. Wickle put up a quick three. Hits the front of the rim. No good.
He passed it in and went right to the corner, got it back. Had a pretty good look at the basket, just missed.
Post down low, and it goes off the hands of Sawyer Jansen.
Yeah.
Turnover, McCray.
Yeah, Roskins was trying to hit Jansen cutting to the basket, and it was just a little bit too far out of his hands.
You know, Jansen and Weberdink for McCray, they're both 6'6", too, so we got a lot of tall players out there.
Well, to start the game, there were six players that were 6'6 or taller, you know, when you combine both teams. That's a lot of height.
Wow. Small town basketball. Here's Label to Wick. 62-38. Dawson Boyd. Swenson down to Boyd.
Nice pass.
Back to Yamlin. Easy basket. Good. Drew Yamlin scoring.
That was about four passes as quick as you could get. The last one was to Yamlin underneath the basket for two.
Wadsworth loses the ball but gets it back. Keegan just about stole it. 6:50 to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. 6:44 on the clock. 64-38, Dawson Boyd. If you're just tuning in, Section 3A boys basketball. Yamlin almost got knocked it away. McCray keeps possession. Now the ball's kicked. No whistle. Long three-pointer by Wadsworth. That's no good. Big rebound. And here's a jump shot by Jansen from the free throw line. That won't go. And look at Liebel get up for the rebound.
Yeah. He's another great, quick, tremendous athlete getting some rebounds.
Gunnar Liebel, 6 foot, ninth grader, getting some varsity time here all season long for Coach Corey Larson. Blackjacks just passing the ball around the perimeter. Now they go underneath the Drew. In the paint, Yamlin, turn around, one-handed shot, no good. Ball's loose, McCray comes up with it, yeah. And I think, yes, they do.
Yeah, that was good defense, post-defense by Sawyer Jansen for the Wolverines.
64-38, Blackjacks.
Well, time is running down, Paul, under 6 minutes to go. If McCray's going to have a sniff of a chance to get back in, they need to start hitting some baskets quick.
Oh, nice baseline jumper by Isaac Post.
He's got 23 points, Paul.
A good ball player, isn't he?
He sure is. And you know, they play a lot of juniors. Their starting five is juniors from McCray, so they have familiar faces next year.
Yeah, well, there's no seniors on the roster.
Yeah, so they'll have all familiar faces.
And they'll be a team to reckon with next year, that's for sure. Now, stealing the ball was Wadsworth, and the Blackjack fouled him at midcourt.
Okay, they're going to call that on Sam Yamlin. Yeah, Wadsworth was going to try to split the defenders and go possibly in for a layup, but he got fouled about at midcourt.
Liebel comes back out, and Carter Bowen back in. Carter's a 6'7" senior. I think he wears size like 16 or 17 shoe, huh?
I could fit both my feet in one of his.
McCray has the ball at midcourt. They're down 64-40. They bounce it down low. Yamlin knocks it out of the ball.
And I don't think Warren scored yet. Do you have him for any points?
Nope.
I don't believe he has.
He doesn't. Yeah, he's not scored.
Which is really shocking.
Yeah, because Saturday he had 18 points against Canby. Oh, nice inbound pass by McCray and Wadsworth with the basket.
Yeah, they scored on a couple of their out-of-bounds plays underneath the basket. But
10 points for Wadsworth.
You're going to need a little more than those points.
Keegan running the offense here for Dawson. Boyd gets it over to Boyd, goes to the basket, and it won't go.
Hey, he drove nice and just went off the rim.
Post to Miller, back to Post. Kicks it in over, driving to the basket and laying it up and in is Wadsworth again. 12 points for Matthew.
No, down by 20. There's still a long, long ways to go for McCray, and Dawson's not in any kind of hurry right now.
Yeah, the clock is going to be the enemy for the Wolverines right now.
It really is.
4:10 to play. Down by 20. Blackjacks, Blake down low. It's blocked by Weberdink and picked up by Wadsworth. Here go the Wolverines up the four. Oh, what a block by Yamlin. He leads Carter Bowen. Back to Yamlin. Yamlin's going to shoot the three.
I was hoping he would.
He's going to shoot the three now. This is Drew right below us.
Kaboom!
Yamlin for three! What a ball movement that was.
He got the rebound, got it up to Carter Bowen, and he's just set up in the three-point line.
He is so smooth. He sure does not play.
Like a 6'6
like
sophomore.
Like a 6'6 sophomore.
I got another foul. Could be on Swenson, a blocking foul. Yep.
Tremendous crowd here in Montevideo tonight. One of the largest crowds I've seen in a long, long time in this gym.
Yeah. Jansen's checking in now for William Miller. 3.5 minutes to go, down by 23. Does not look good for the Wolverines. It looks great for the Blackjacks.
They inbound it to Warren, who's yet to score in the game. And, Connor Bowen swats the ball out of bounds.
That was great defense because he waited for him to go up the shot. Sometimes, you know, the post defenders will try to block every little fake. He didn't. He waited until his shot went up, swatted it out of bounds, and it actually went off of McCray Wolverine. So Blackjacks will bring the ball up the court.
67-44, Blackjacks. Keegan across midcourt, 3:12 to play in the ballgame. Here's Boyk.
You know, I think he was a little frustrated the last two times he drove in. He thought he got fouled, Paul, so you can see his intensity. He gets that ball and he goes, he just wants to attack the basket. There he did get fouled, but they'll call it on the floor. Dawson Boyd will have it underneath their own basket here. Just 3 minutes ago, up by 23 points. Take the inbound pass to Wick. And
alley-oop, missed the dunk there.
Yeah, it was just a little too high for the dunk. He had to try to tip it just to get it close to the rim. If it was about 6 inches shorter, he could have palmed that and threw it down the cylinder.
McCrae with the possession, down 67-44. There's Jansen. Here's a jump shot by Warren, and that's his first basket of the game.
Yeah, it was.
Well, in the south half, with 3 minutes left in the ball game, listen to this, folks. Murray County Central leading Russell Tyler Ruthen by 2 points.
With how much time left?
3 minutes left in that game.
Wow, that would be a shocker.
47-45. Carter Bowen gets his own rebound, puts the shot up, and it won't go.
He was one versus three. There were three McCrae defenders down there, missed the first shot, and he just stepped in between all three of them, got his own rebound, went up, and got fouled pretty hard, so he'll have a chance to make two free throws here. Get some subs coming in.
Well, that might be his last maybe fouled out.
Oh, sure. Yep, that was five on
Liberty.
Yes, correct. Thank you. I guess I didn't see who they called the foul on.
Nathan Weberdink has fouled out of the game. So that puts Carter Bowen to the line for Dawson Boyd. Free throws missed by Carter.
Weberdink, I think he had just 2 points in the first half. I don't believe he scored in the second half foul, so he's going to end his night with five fouls and just 2 points.
Second free throw is good by Carter. 4 points for Carter. And it's 68-46. Blackjacks leading the Wolverines in this elimination section game. 2 minutes now. 2 minutes left in the ball game. Post for three. Missed it. Ricochets in the corner. Goes out of bounds. It will be Blackjack basketball. I'm watching the scoreboard here. Russell Tyler Ruthen, the number one seed in the South, right now behind by 2 points with 2 minutes to go in that game. So we'll have a final before we go off the air here. We'll see what happens. Here's Boyk, drives to the basket. Spin move, look at the determination. Kicks it back out to Keegan.
Yeah, good defense, post defense by McCrae there.
Keegan crossover, dribble, goes to the basket, blocked by Warren.
That was a good block. They missed the two-handed grab by, Isaac Post kind of grabbed him around the waist. Didn't call, went up for the basket, and Warren blocked that shot. A minute and a half to go. And
McCrae inbounds the ball, or Dawson Boyd inbounds the ball underneath their own basket.
Got Lucas Post guarding Boyd now. That's kind of interesting.
Carter Bowen, bounce pass. Down low to Keegan, back to Carter at the free throw line. A minute 19 to go. Swenson breaking to the basket, scores.
Good cut by Swenson. Nice pass on the cutter.
12 points for Aiden. And the Blackjacks have hit 70 points. 70-46 coming up on 1 minute left in the game. There's Warren, jump shot in the paint, off the glass, no good. And Carter with the board. Keegan takes away from him. And the Blackjacks with 50 seconds to go. I don't think McCrae will contest anything. They're just going to run the clock.
I believe you're right. Well, up by 24 points, there's no reason to contest. But they are still playing man-to-man defense, although it is a soft defense.
Here's Drew. Yep. Well, he's not going to take the shot. They're going to run it out. 30 seconds to go.
And that's a smart thing to do. You've got the game won easily. You don't want anyone to doing something, maybe driving to the basket and run the risk of someone trying to block your shot and picking up an injury or something. They have very good ball handlers and passers. They can just wear this clock out. That's exactly what they're doing.
10 seconds to go in the game, and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are going to play in Marshall Saturday afternoon at 2:30. And there's the buzzer, and the Blackjacks win it 70-46. over the McRae Wolverines. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show.
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? Family pack boneless pork chops, just $1.99 a pound. Market fresh family pack, 80% lean ground beef, $3.49 a pound. Green cabbage, 39 cents a pound. Just some of the many specials you'll find at Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer, where they bag your groceries and carry them to your car. What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison for all your collision and glass repair needs, or if you are looking for just the right Harley-Davidson rebuilder. Check out their website at TuftyAuto.com today. Tufty Auto and Sales is ready to meet and exceed your expectations for collision repair and glass replacement. That's Tufty Auto and Sales, East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
After the game, stop by City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota. Try some appetizers like fried pickle chips. They serve sandwiches, burgers, build your own pizza, roasted chicken, and much more. It's a great place to meet family and friends. They're open Monday 4 to 11, Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 11, and close Sunday. That's the City Hall Bar and Grill, a community-owned bar and grill in Mineota.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here and Bart Hill with your Neon Needles post-game show. The final score, Dawson Boyd 70 and McRae 46. What was the halftime score, Bart?
It was 32-27, a five-point lead
yep.
for Dawson Boyd.
Well, the Blackjacks really turned it on in the second half, didn't they?
They really did. They got it after it defensively, and they started making some three-point shots and got some nice cuts to the basket. And everything that you needed to do offensively, they did.
Yeah, that's an incredible second half for Dawson Boyd. They really picked it up defensively. Actually, the Blackjacks, I think they start the second half. They were like on a 30-8 run.
Yeah, they took the ball, scored right away. They went on a 9-0 run to start out the half, and that got up to a 30-8 scoring differential, about midway through the first or second half. And so by then, it was just a matter of what the final score was going to be.
All right, let's go through the scoring here in the ball game, Bart.
All right, for the Blackjacks, they are winning and advancing. The number one seed, Keegan Wick, at 11 points. Aiden Swenson with 12. Gunnar Lebo had just 2 points and played outstanding defense off the bench. Grayson Boyk with 15 points, including 9 in the second half. Drew Yomlin had 14 points, 11 in the second half. Levi Olsen with 13 points and Carter Bowen with 4 points. And for McRae Wolverines, Matthew Wadsworth, he had 12 points, 6 in each half. Lucas Post was the leading scorer for both teams with 23 points. William Miller had 2 points. Sawyer Jensen, 5 points. Nathan Weberdink with 2 points. And Jordan Warren with 2 points. And that rounds out the scoring 70-46 in favor of Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, the Blackjacks had, five players scoring double figures.
And that's awesome. If you can get five of your six top players to score in double figures, it makes it easy to score points, Paul.
Well, we need to do an egg plus cooperative play of the game. And Bart, I'm going to leave that up to you.
Well, about midway through the first half, the score was 17-11. McCray had just scored, and then they stopped Dawson Boyd from scoring. They were threatening to cut the game a little bit closer, and Brayson Boyd stole the ball right out of the hands of William Miller and went down and had a two-handed thunder dunk that just racked and moved the whole backboard, and the crowd really got into it, and from there they kind of went on a little bit of a run to go into halftime with that five-point lead. So the Egg Plus cooperative play of the game is Brayson Boyd with the steal and the thunder dunk.
And the thunder dunks, that's what we're calling it now. So, and we need to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game tonight.
Boy, that's a
tough one, isn't it?
It is. You can go one of two people, but obviously, if we're going to go with the winning side, I think Drew Yamlin, just because he came off the, he doesn't start, he came off the bench, and he had 11 second-half points, which was the most from the Blackjacks, and he ended up with 14 points, including, I believe, he had, was it four three-pointers in the game? Three-pointers in the game, so tremendous job coming off the bench to score 14 points, including four three-pointers.
So Drew Yamlin, the 6'6" sophomore, is our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. He gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway value meal from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, or Clara City. And so just watching the south half quickly here, it's been going back and forth. There's under a minute left to play in Worthington, and Murray County Central is looking to upset the number one seeded Russell Tyler Ruth and Knights. Oh, they just changed the score on me now. RTR leading by 1 point, 52-51, with just seconds left in that game. And that would be a huge upset if Murray County Central could come away with a win there, Bart.
Yeah, it would be. Hats off to Murray County Central for making this game so close.
Yep. All right. Well, that will wrap things up here. We will not be broadcasting the next game, Bart. That was a fun game, wasn't it?
It really was. The atmosphere was really electric. I know the game got a little bit out of hand at the end, but for one and a half halves, it was a tremendous game by both teams. A lot of great plays, a lot of great defense.
So the Blackjacks will play Saturday afternoon at 2:30 at SMNCU in Marshall. They'll play the winner of Lakeview and Central Minnesota Christian, who are playing right now, or in a few minutes anyway. Our next broadcast will come Friday night, weather permitting. I'll be at the RE facility in Marshall for the Section 3A Girls Basketball Championship. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off from the RE facility. The Minneota Vikings taking on the Southwest Minnesota Christian Eagles. That will be a fun one. Tune in for that. Bart, have a good time on vacation.
All right, thanks, Paul.
You're heading south.
Hey, listen, we are going to Mexico. We are heading south. We'll find some white sand instead of white snow.
All right. Thanks, for everybody, for listening to the game. And thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd, 70, and McCray, 46. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. It's 7:23 here at KLQP Radio. Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health and Montevideo, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Madison Dental Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Ludvigson Timelink, Trontas Olseans, Jim's Market in Canby, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Canby Meat Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Myers Electric and Infrared, Genio Turkey Store, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Grewell Electric, Independent Oil Company, Midwest Truck Parts, The Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Sowearable Design, Sturtevant's of Canby, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, City Hall Bar and Grill, A&B Auto,
Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Larson Tiling Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Topti Auto and Sales, Kluver Law Office, Heather Nursery, Mattress Barn and Marshall, United Prairie Bank, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Dawson Truck Parts, Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Fixin' Chiropractic, Tenson Marine, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, Woodstock Telephone Company, Madison Bottling, The Western Guard, MVTV Wireless, Citizens Alliance Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Southwest Insurance Services, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Appleton Area Health, Gislason's Hardware, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Klein Insurance, Lee Motor Company, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Jubilee Foods, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, REC, KB's Bar and Grill, The Strand Agency, Steve Haas, Minnesota Building Center, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Edward Jones & Company, NB Golf Cars, and Johnson Memorial Health Services.
726 here at Q92. We go now to the Lenten service at Grace Lutheran Church in Dawson, followed by St. John's Lutheran this evening. And after that, the weekly message from Pastor Ellen Ashby.
Good evening, everybody. Blackjacks are ahead 60 to 35, so go Blackjacks.